time is it?
1:59.
Okay, good. I told them two, so here we go.
So I just joined on my iPad here.
Okay, good.
And
so
the kitchen is being displayed.
Good. Here's the mic. And we'll organize this.
I didn't hear noises.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm probably going to. Has this got my battery working okay? If I unplug it.
This mic is for the VHK show, right?
Yes.
You don't need it.
So I will be able to, because I'll be able to see what I'm showing. Okay, so let me find out from people if they're hearing me.
I heard you online. Test. Test.
Tune it to 25. There's the chat. We're going to start in a few minutes. Can you guys hear me? You can? And Lynn Penn. All right, super, yay! So this is gonna be kind of fun. It's gonna be an experiment to see how we actually do this. Is everybody back in? So everybody just acknowledge that you're hearing me so I know you're all back in. It looks like we've got 18 of you still here, so that's awesome. And I don't have access to the previous chat because we switched computers. So we're just going to do, this isn't the best camera. The one I'm using, the other one is really awesome. So I'm just going to kind of take you around. I'm carrying around my laptop. Give me a second to set it up properly. So I'll carry it. Okay, you're going to be fine. Okay, so I'm going to wander around and I'm just going to show you guys. Let me know if you guys can still hear. And I'm just going to show you the setup that we have in our kitchen. So first of all, this is the location where you see me from the other side. So you're typically seeing, you know, this angle sort of. And this is from back here. This is what I see. So I'm looking over at two cameras, the one on the left, well, usually it's hard to tell, but the one that looks like a real camcorder, that's the one that does our recording. And the other one is the one that does our live stream. That's the one I showed you guys. Okay. So right there down below, that's my microphone. So we usually keep that microphone there. This other thing here is the receiver for my wireless microphone. Sorry if this is a little bit off, but and then this, I'll put this on my waist. And then I put this on my lapel like that. And that way I have that better connection to my laptop. A little more sophisticated than maybe you need or want. We're going to have to turn these lights on. So I'll do that right here. We're in the kitchen now. And you can see that window I was telling you about. But you get different lighting. So what we do is we created these. We use these umbrella lights. And I'm going to turn it on. It's pretty bright. And that evens out the lighting in the room. Okay, those are available on Amazon. We have one over there. We have one over here. So we have two of those. And that's basically it. We have the mic. We have the two cameras. And then we have that. And then we have this big mess on the counter, which I'm going to organize a little bit. And I think I'm going to ask Scott to walk around with this mic and follow me around if you can. If you can just walk around with this and just follow me around the kitchen as I try to show things, and you can keep an eye here just to make sure what it's doing. So basically, we usually put a cover over this stove. So we usually do that, but I'm going to actually show a heated recipe today, so I didn't. So what I did was I put this large cutting board there, and I'm going to put this here. And then when I'm ready, because I like to use this as my surface, when I'm ready to cook, I'm going to pull that board off. Come around this way, and I'll show you. We're going to set this up. I've got my Vitamix on this tray. Come on over. And got the Vitamix and the plunger. If you want to follow the plunger. We also have the food processor. Usually we put both of these on the tray. So what I'm going to do is put both of them here, and then we put one up on the counter as we're ready. So I'm going to put this one here, and that way it doesn't take up the whole counter. Right now, Scott got really handy and helpful, and he pulled out all these different tools and things I need. Typically what I do is I put these over here. I'll usually put them on a spot on the counter. Since I'm going to use that burner, I'm not going to put stuff over there, but I will put these off to the side so I can reach them. Here's some extra bowls and strainers, and I'm going to put this on the counter behind me so that they're handy. I've got my recipes, which are going to be from this book, and I've pulled out a few that I'm going to do, and I've written myself a little list. A lot of times I don't use recipes, and actually I won't use recipes. I'll just make it up, but I'm using these as guidelines. Okay, they're good starting points. And this is from the Adrenal book. So I'll put that over here for now. He took out a lot of bowls here and things so that as I make food, I can put it on. So you see all these things here. And I like to get that out of the camera. So I'm going to go around and look to check to see what we're seeing here to make sure that everything is lined up well. And then I usually just adjust this. He's standing in where I would normally move over just a little pair, and he's a little taller than I, so I can chop his head off a little bit. He's not that much shorter than me, but he's playing. But I want to make sure I'm positioned so that we see the food. So this one may need to come back a little bit and go like that, and then this other one here, you'll see me set up. This is the one that goes into the live stream. So I'm looking at his computer over here to see how much that's showing. And that's showing a fair amount, but it actually looks like it's positioned fairly well. Okay, it's showing a lot of the mess on that counter over there, which I'm gonna move those things over. We usually try to keep it as neat as possible when we're setting it up. So I'm kind of looking there, and I think that's well. We put this little kind of curtain over so I can put things over where I want them to be. I'll put these bowls here so I can reach for them at any time. And then I've got some food I've already taken out, that stuff that I'm going to use for some of the recipes. I've got some arame, and I've got some reishi, and I've got a little bit left of my maitake mushrooms, which what I'm going to do is just stick them into a little bowl. Usually I'll prep things in advance if there's going to be something that needs soaking or anything like that. So these are what's left of my maitakes. I'm at the end, but I'm going to show this as part of an arame maitake salad, which is a really good immune and adrenal support. I'll get rid of this bag. We'll throw it on this counter over here. I'll just put these back behind the curtain. And we'll reach for it. So we want to show a neat, relatively neat set for the most part. I'm going to put some water in these and soak them to get them ready. I could put hot water in them, or I could just put cool water. Since I've got a little bit of time, I'll just put the cool water. If I was in a hurry and I wanted to do this, I'd just put hot water on it. So I'm going to put the prepared foods over here. Hide things. When we have messes, we hide things. I'm going to look at some spices. I always want some salt, so I'm going to put some salt out. And you guys will probably be a little more organized than I when you set up, because you haven't done a lot of this. And so you want to make sure you have all your stuff prepared in advance. I'm pretty spontaneous, and it's just the way I do it. There's a couple of knives I might need. Might need the juicer, citrus juicer, so I'll have it out. There's some oils here in case I need them. I usually am looking for probably things like, I haven't gone through the recipes I should have, but what you'll do is go through your recipes and pick out what you actually want and need. So I'm just going to say I'm probably going to use some curry and cumin, and I had some cayenne. I usually use some cayenne. Might use some basil. Might use some chipotle. Oh, Thai. I'm going to pull out the Thai paste because I'm going to make a Thai soup as part of this. And I just pull things out that I may want, and I keep them over to the side. Scott's already pulled out some nuts and seeds. Because I'm a spontaneous chef, I just pull out a bunch of stuff and use whatever I need. Better is to be prepared if you're doing this for the first few times until you're comfortable, especially if you're doing it in front of a crowd and you've got people actually in the room. So I'm pulling out some of these nuts and seeds here and some spices. I'm gonna make a dessert, so I'll pull out some of my flavorings, a few essential oils, things like that. So I just wanna have things handy so I can be spontaneous. And then I'm gonna need, these are some extra plates. So this is for after we make stuff, so I'll stick these all behind me. And then what I'm gonna do is grab out some greens, because we have to have some greens. Here's another big bowl, we'll put that over here. I'm gonna grab some, you know, I just look and say, well, how do I typically make food? I just pull things out. But again, you're gonna be a little bit more prepared than I, because it's probably not your MO to do it this way. We're gonna do something with this coconut meat, which I love. Put that over there. Oops. And I'll pull out some sprouts and some arugula. So I have all my greens handy so I can make a bunch of different stuff with greens. Oh, here's some parsley, here's a cucumber. You know, I'm gonna be making sandwiches, so I'm gonna use red bell pepper and jicama as a sandwich. I'm gonna pull out a couple of avocados, probably there. And I'll pull out some lemons. So always I need lemons. I'll pull out some ginger. I'm gonna use that for the arame salad. I'm gonna pull out a couple of carrots and a daikon because we'll also use that. And I'm gonna pull out my handy dandy newfangled grater that Karen got me for her Christmas present, which I love for doing ginger, and we'll do some carrots there. We'll do the more of the bulk of that stuff we'll do in the food processor. I'll take out a couple of limes just in case, and then I'll organize this over there. Looking to see if there's anything else. Maybe if I make a dessert, I might use the cherry juice. So I'll pull that out. I'll pull out tahini because I'm going to do a tahini sauce for the arame salad. I'll pull out some sauerkraut to decorate my other sauerkraut. I'll try this one. And and for the cooked thing, what we're going to do is, do we have zucchini, Scott?
Yes.
So I'm going to pull out, I'm going to make our famous Thai soup that's going to be made to be more adrenal supportive than usual. So I'm going to get out the broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, and zucchini. Did you have zucchini?
Yeah.
There we go. Zucchini. Okay. So now that I've got all this stuff out, I'll just put it into big bowls. And if I had an assistant here to help me, I would have somebody watching these things and getting them ready. But since we don't have that today, I won't. I'll highly recommend that you do have that ready. I'm going to put my greens just over here and I'll grab them when I'm ready for them. These are kind of pre-washed. And the rest of it, I'm going to put in, get out a big bowl. I have a big wood bowl. And how are we doing on time?
It's 2:15. I'm not sure what time.
Okay, we're good. Yeah, so, you know, you guys, the more you do this, the more spontaneous you are and more comfortable you are. But I would really recommend that you do a little bit more, pre-planning. Like, here's my recipes, here's what I need. I'm at the point where I just go with the flow. So I'm gonna rinse some of this parsley and cilantro so that it's available. Some people like to measure everything out for all their recipes. I don't do that. It just takes away from my spontaneity and creativity, and I like doing the classes less when that happens. So I'm gonna grab my pretty wood bowl, and I'm just gonna make a pretty display of my variety of greens and such. I've got some parsley there too. You know, and I can just be spontaneous. I may or may not use all of this, but it's out, it's there. And generally what I'll do if I don't use it all during the class is I will be doing it. Are you actually filming? Yeah, so I'm gonna just stick some stuff in here. I'll rinse the things that would need to be rinsed, like the bell pepper, and take the tag off of it. So it's ready to go. This is gonna be used as a sandwich, basically. I've got some ginger I'll throw in here. Actually, I may throw the condiments into a smaller bowl. I think I need the bowls over here. Ginger, and I had a pepper over here somewhere. Give it a minute. I'll rinse this stuff, stick it in the bowl so it's ready to go. I usually don't cook on these shows, but I did want to show a warm soup. Oftentimes, if I am going to do that, I'll steam the vegetables in advance, either in the rice steamer or in the pot. But I just decided to, we got this new stove and it's more conducive than the other one to preparing on. So I'm gonna try it. I've got the zucchini here. Again, I'm just rinsing this. The ideal is you have an assistant here that helps you get it set up, which oftentimes we do. We just couldn't find anybody that was available today. So we're not. So it's just me and Scott and the dog. And she's not very useful except for cleaning the floor when we drop things, which that's what dogs come in handy for. If you're going to do a class with live people that are coming, you just want to be careful about, you know, the dog being around because it's maybe not being in accordance with the proper approach to it. But since I'm in my own kitchen and I'm not actually feeding anybody here other than my family, it's no big deal. This daikon has a little bit of grit and dirt on it, so I'm just going to scrape it off a little bit. I try not to de-skin my veggies just because. Would you check the chat there and make sure everybody's seeing and hearing okay?
There are some good comments, yeah.
Okay. And when I do this with Karen measures everything out in advance, has all her recipes ready to go. And personally, it's just not my MO. It's not the way I operate. We all have to do it the way we feel most comfortable doing it. I got a few more veggies over here that I'm just going to put in this big bowl. And it's just going to look pretty. And, you know, we're just going to like say, oh, what can we make now? What's the next piece? I'm going to put this in with the ginger. I have a little bowl with the ginger there. And then I'll organize this so it looks visually appealing before we actually start the show. Then we'll see how much time we have, and I may, you know, juice some lemons or, you know, grate some things just so that they're ready and available so we don't have to do it during the show. But a lot of times people need to see the reality of how long this takes. And if you actually have everything chopped and diced and set up in advance, they are gonna think it takes less time than it does. So I'm gonna show them that indeed, if you're grating stuff up and you have a food processor, how quick and easy it is. So all I've really done is wash just because it's not practical to go back and forth to the sink while I'm doing this. Got the cauliflower and the jicama. I was hoping to show my really weird, I'll show you guys this. I may not do it on the show, but I bought this meat slicer that I'm using to make jicama tortillas. So I may actually show it if I have the time to pull it over and just get these things ready. And like I said, I like being spontaneous. That may freak some of you out. We all have different personalities, and I'm a spontaneous, let's just do whatever happens and it's all gonna be good kind of flow, and other people would freak out by doing it that way. So you gotta really be true to who you are and what works best for you. Okay, so there's a beautiful big bowl of veggies. The only thing left is the cauliflower. So how quickly I washed all that stuff, right? It doesn't have to take forever. We can be green and spontaneous with it. But the cauliflower, I'm just going to cut it in half. Cutting it over here. I'm going to cut it in half. And
can I answer a question?
Yeah.
So typically, from a microphone, we have an external mic, which is this big old Yeti. That mic is attached to the broadcasting computer.
Right.
It's a USB connection. Very powerful, very nice mic. And this is the typical computer we use. Oh, look at that. Mm-hmm. You can see you twice. In this case, for the special, we're just using the mic that is in this webcam that I'm hand holding.
And it's not the best webcam. It's
which is why it's yeah, which is why it's real shaky. Our good webcam is over there, which is what we use for the VHK show.
Yeah, show them that it's on a tripod, because that's an important piece.
Yeah, and it's, you know, both cameras are on a tripod. We have a video camera as well, because then we upload the higher quality video to the member area instead of the YouTube recording, which is what Webinar Jam uses. Not as high quality. Rita Marie also uses a wireless mic that she attaches, and that is attached directly to the video camera. So the quality of the video that gets posted upon the IND website, VLM website in the Vital community, is much higher quality than what's displayed via Webinar Jam and the resultant YouTube broadcast.
Right, and it makes it so that you can sell it as a really nice product versus just the Webinar Jam may not be as high quality, but it all depends on the camera you get. Because the one we have is quite high quality. The one Scott's using right now is not. It's just a cheapie. But we have, you know, we're doing a dual broadcast here. So.
Yeah, again, the webcam is integrated mic. And, of course, the webcam that is attached to a USB connector to Rita Marie's smaller laptop. It used to be a big laptop. Now it's a smaller one.
Okay. So I've got all my tools of the trade, and you can see that I'm setting it up over here, but I'm also going to go over and make sure that I have the camera positioned so a lot of this stuff is not in the camera view. That's important because I want it to be visually appealing. I can put this big bowl of produce right over here.
Now this is typically, if you can, you can make this out, this is typically what the webcam and broadcast would show. You
can
see that you see the cutting board area, things off to the side. I mean, you just see the background, of course.
But you're not seeing the mess of stuff over
here. And the webcam for VHK is static. This would be the one view throughout the whole show.
Although sometimes we'll lift it up and pull it in closer, just let people know that. Let me just see what's being seen right now. Show me that again. Yeah, so I typically, like, I'll look around a lot. I'll see how it's looking. It looks like a pretty clean thing. Are these out of the picture? Yeah, pretty much. This is kind of in the picture. And then I'll bring probably the blender up first and the food processor. So we have it on a tray. You might want to bring that over here so they can see. We just have a TV tray that we use an extension cord to plug in the equipment that we're using, and then I can just bring one at a time up onto the counter when I'm ready to use it and then put it back down. It just makes it easier to have that tray there instead of okay,
even a kitchen this size space is at a premium.
Yeah. Okay, let me go around here. And I'm going to look at my recipes real quick, and I'll just make sure I have everything that I think I need. And I'll make sure I have the blades properly for the food processor. It's good to make sure you have your stuff in advance. We don't always, and then we're fishing for it. So these are the extra things, but one of the things I'm going to do in the food processor initially is grating. I'm going to need both because I'm going to grate some carrots, but I'm also going to, I might do some I might do some of the other stuff as well. The cabbage, which you need a slicer for. And I explain this to people as I'm going through. It's really important when you're teaching these classes that you just keep people in the loop and explain what you're doing. Don't assume they know, because they don't.
Really?
They don't.
Watch your Hickam Slicer. Hickam Slicer, oh, yeah, do I show that?
Slicer, yeah.
That's a toy.
It's a toy.
It's not something everybody would have, but it's kind of neat.
Kind of fun. One guy who came to the potlucks loved them so much that he went out and bought one. Costs about $60 on Amazon. For those of you who do a lot of classes, or if you do catering, you may want to use something like this. And it basically, you can, it's a meat slicer, so you can peel the jicama and create tortillas. So since I have a few extra minutes to do that, I will, and then I'll go check my recipes. So if I take a peeler, so we just peel the jicama, which could be time consuming, so it's good to do it in advance. Sometimes I don't peel the jicama because it's so thick. I will just use a knife, but you lose some of the flesh when you do that. So I'm just peeling the jicama. Are there any questions yet about the setup or about anything that we're doing here and how we're doing it? I mean, it seems like a lot, but really it's just you create checklists. We unfortunately don't have checklists. We just do it from our head, but we shouldn't. We should have checklists and just have a checklist of all the equipment you need, all the tools that you need for the kitchen stuff, you know, the food processor, the peeler, the knives, etc. And just have yourself a checklist of all that stuff. One of these days we'll create one, and then if we do, we'll share it. But we've been kind of flying by the seat of our pants, which isn't the best way to go, especially if you're trying to bring somebody in to assist. So if Scott's here, everything goes. He knows what to do. I know what to do. If Scott happens to be out of town, which sometimes happens, or has a martial arts thing that he has to go to, then we have other people here. Then it's always coming out of my head. So he and I are not list makers per se. So between us, we haven't created that. But if you are, I think it's a real good idea to create a list. And then when you decide what you're going to be making, make a list of the foods that you need so that you're not scrambling to get them out when they're in the middle of broadcasting. Close here. How are we doing on time?
It's 2:30.
Perfect. So we have a half an hour before showtime. We like to make sure we have everything set up and ready to go, like, you know, 15 minutes in advance and all the food out. Sometimes we're scrambling and then we'll go, okay, let's squeeze some lemons now because we have some extra time, or let's, you know, do some other stuff.
Apologize for the shakiness of the camera. My arm is getting tired. This is a true handheld.
Yeah, because the real one is on the tripod. So this is just testament to, it's worth the $60 if you're going to do this to get the one that has the mount. You may want to go over there and just show them what that looks like so they know. You know, what? So that they can see what that looks like, that camera now. You know, so.
This is a little challenging. So it's a standard tripod you can buy in a camera store, maybe even Target, I don't know.
I bought it on Amazon.
Amazon.
Yeah, for $35 or $25.
And the top of it has I hesitate for taking it off because it's positioned, but it's got a thing you can screw into the bottom of the webcam or a video camera, essentially. And it clamps onto the top of the unit, and then it's got all these levers and all sorts of things you can use to position it. The video camera, you know, it's generally stable during our broadcast. With the video camera, we do vary that. If we have an extra helper that can put away, we do closer control. These type of tripods are made for that level of production. Pretty simple.
Okay, so before I show you the jicama slicer, I'm going to just soak some aramae, because as you know, if you're going to use some aramae, it needs to soak in a bowl. I'm going to put it in this, let's see what I have, have a glass bowl, so I like to use glass bowls for demonstrating things so people can see through and into what the ingredients are. So we have a bunch of really nice glass bowls. We also have some ceramic bowls that I've made in my pottery class. I like to have some of those out. Just take some of these out and stack them up over here. And I've got a glass bowl. I'm going to put the arame in to soak. There it is. As I see things that I may want, I'll just stick them in my bowl. And we are opportunistic. We did a class, I think it was last month or the month before, we called them, you know, throw-togethers. But throw-together foods. And it was basically whatever I had around, we used to make a recipe with no preconceived idea. Okay, so I'm just going to put some water in this arame so that it's ready to go when we're ready to make our recipe. So what I'd be saying if I was teaching the class, and you'll hear me when I do it, is like, okay, this is arame. Arame is a sea vegetable. Sea vegetables are an amazing source of minerals that you just can't get in the land because so much of our soil is depleted. So it's a really good idea to include sea vegetables in your diet on a regular basis. They're really good for improving your energy metabolism, good for your thyroid and adrenals, and that's what this class is about today. So we're going to use some of that. I also had some reishi mushroom, but because I didn't boil these, these usually have to simmer for quite a while. I don't think they're going to do much, but I will try putting a little boiling water over them and letting them sit. I don't really have a lot of time to allow them to simmer, so I'll make a decision based on how they look during the class, but I will tell people about them and show them. But usually with the reishi, these slices, they do better if you make what's called the decoction, where you put them in boiling water and you let them boil. So I'm going to just make some water here. And we'll pour that into them. So while that's boiling, I'm a multitasker, so I just jump from one thing to the next to the next. I'm going to plug in this, I call it my jicama slicer. It's listed as a meat slicer. So if you go to Amazon and look up jicama slicer, you'll be disappointed. If you look up jicama tortilla maker, you'll be disappointed. It won't work. So I'm going to do this, and the way I usually position it is this way. And it's got blade, it has several blades. This is the one I found worked the best. And this is the, maybe I could do it this way so people could see it. I'll see if I can do it. You place it against like that. You turn it on. Make sure your fingers are nowhere near the blade. You want to push against. Whoops. It looks like that's not on tight. So I'm going to go back. Nope, it didn't. Okay. There it is. So that has to be tightened on. Make sure it's tight before you turn it on. You turn it on, and then now, because I have it at an angle I usually don't have it at, I'm just checking to see the thickness. These are pretty thin. They're not as thin as tortillas or as thin as they could be, but these would make good little wraps, little taco-type wraps. You could make it a little thinner by going back here and adjusting this little thing. There, yeah. And so I'm going to turn it on again. I usually like to watch. And you're pushing, and then, so that's a little too thin. So I'm going to make it a little thicker. See, that's a little too thin, right? They're like paper, tissue paper. So I'll try it again. You may take a few before you get, there you go. And I just go ahead and make a whole bunch of jicama tortillas. Now you could use a mandolin or a knife. But knife is certainly not going to get them as thin. And a man, unless you're, you know, he's a really good chef. Mandolin usually is not big enough to do such a big piece. And it's just a fun toy. If you do a lot of prepping, if you are a chef and you make food for people, it's really cool because tikka tortillas can be really fun. Now these, some of them, the last ones came a little thicker. They're good for sandwiches. So you stack things up. You can do an open face or a closed face sandwich. And you make a sandwich. It's really cool.
Shonda says, I think she's in Calgary. I'm not sure, Shonda, I apologize. She's in Canada, and Canadians don't seem to allow jicama in the country or something.
What?
I'm not sure. Maybe where she's at, she can't. Maybe in Toronto or Vancouver, you could. Anyway, is there an alternative?
I don't know.
Coconut, I would think, or paleo wraps or something.
Well, paleo wraps, right, but nothing that's a veggie like that. In fact, I'll take out my paleo wraps. Whenever I'm doing sandwiches, I talk about paleo.
Jane says that she can make coconut tortillas in the dehydrator.
Yeah,
that's like, a lot of work. Jane, is that like making a batter and pressing them and then putting them in? Is that what you mean? Edmonton. Sorry, Sean, that was almost close. Edmonton's really far north.
Yeah. Yeah, these are the coconut tortillas. I don't know if you can get these up in Canada, but that's paleo Rex turmeric. And then paleo wraps plain.
Usually use the turmeric ones for my sandwiches and savory stuff. And the plain ones I'll usually use for desserts. They make great crepes and baklava and things like that. So I'll put these over here. I've got a stack of tortillas here, which I'll put on here. Just trying to make some room here.
But Allison, you have mushy peas and mash in UK. That's much better, isn't it?
I love jicama.
Jane suggests mango and coconut wraps. Mm. Sounds very yummy. Martha asks
so
about.
So you just puree that and then make them in, make tortillas in the,
and then dehydrate them. Sounds great.
Sounds great.
Martha asks about celery root. That's not big enough.
Celery root. You might be able to get a big enough celery root to make a tortilla. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. That could work. That could work. So I'm going to put on my, because we have to remember to do this. Sometimes I forget to turn it on. We have to turn that on. This is wireless, so I don't get caught up in the wire. It just has to hook to my waist. And then I usually thread it under my shirt. Have it come out the top here, pick them in my hair, and then I hook this on so that the mic faces up. There, this is, you know, these are, they're not as easy to position as you might want to think, because they end up on the inside. There we go. Try it there. There. There you go. There. So I'm all set, I'm on. We have to make sure that the other end of it is turned on, which it's not, so we'll turn it on. And that helps the camera, because the camera doesn't have a great
audio,
like a really professional one would. Some people use boom mics, and that's another option that you could do, but we just chose to use the wireless thing. Sometimes the wireless, though, you will pick up other transmissions in the area, so that might not be so great.
The challenge also with the mic, if you have somebody with you,
it's
really only good for the person wearing it, unless you stand like right
next to
them.
Well, that was like when Diane was here, Diane and Deborah, like we lost some of their sound because, so we tried to do a splitter and we used the splitters that we're told that would work and we bought two mics. We have two of these mics, but in order to get the two of them to work in the one transmitter, you have to use this little splitter thing, and we haven't been able to get it to work.
Little high-tech challenges.
Yeah, but you can keep it simple. The thing I would say is a mandatory if you want to do live stream is the tripod and that really good camera that hooks up to the tripod. That would be the main things. I mean, you don't really need the mic because that camera really does have a good mic. We just use the extra mic for extra audio. And have an assistant there. You have to have somebody to manage the live stream if you have it. You can't do it on your own. It's kind of impossible. Mm-hmm.
Now, you need to mention that we have Lynn always monitoring chat, and that's a huge
that helps a lot.
Benefits. Do not underestimate the value of Lynn.
That's right. Well, everybody knows that. And I think that's it. So what time is it?
It is 2:42.
All right. So any questions before we tune off here? Give yourself a 15-minute break, and then you can go and tune in. If you go to drreadymarie.com/go/VHK, you could see that the angle that this is going at, the lighting is really poor. But the other way, the lighting is actually pretty good. So, and I think it has to do with the quality of that camera as well. I think that camera is a little shaky just in and of itself because it's a $20 camera. It's not, doesn't have a high quality lens. That one has what they call a Zeiss Weiss or something like that lens, which is supposed to be a really good one. Any questions there?
Lynn who?
Lynn who?
Join the program and you'll know Lynn.
Lynn,
in depth.
What does she do? Maria, she knows. Maria knows. We love Lynn, so thankful for all she does. And then Shonda said, I never underestimate the value of Lynn. Lynn is amazing. Yeah, Lynn is great. Oh, so I'm going to do some miracle noodles. So I'm going to take these and open them up, and I'll show the bag, but I'm going to, you know, just get anything I can do to get stuff done a little bit ahead of time, I will. Just take some of the... the angst off of it. And I'll show off my nice strainer that my son bought me for a Christmas present. I think he bought it because he didn't want to use my crappy one. But yeah, he bought me this really nice, very fine mesh strainer with a handle. And then he proceeded, of course, to use it because he was born in anime food. Any other questions? Was this helpful, guys? Was it helpful to see the behind the scenes and to learn the ins and outs of this? Yes, no. I'm going to pour hot water over my reishi. I'm going to bring over some herbs because we're going to make my coconut milk powder. I need to get more coconut milk powder out. So I'm taking over some herbs to make an elixir.
Yes, that go/VHK link won't work until 3:00.
Right. It won't work.
We haven't started that. This is a different broadcast, and that has not yet begun. As soon as we're done here, I'll start it, and you should see at least a chat screen.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to just take the last few minutes without being watched.
Some comments, very helpful. Love the insight. Read and read, you're so organized. We laugh
Thank
at that.
You. I try.
We laugh at that. And it's also very entertaining.
That's not by nature. So just so you know, if you're not organized by nature, here you can turn it towards me if you want. If you're not organized by nature, neither am I. So it's really just taken a lot of practice and watching. And if, you know, somebody like Karen Osborne were to see how I prepare for a class, she'd cringe. Because she is organized and she has everything weighed and measured out. But I have fun with it and people enjoy it and people get a lot out of it. So it really just goes to bear that you don't have to be perfect about this. You just have to have a passion. You have to have a skill. You have to have something you want to teach and just teach it with conviction. So when you pick up that red bell pepper and you say, we're going to make a sandwich out of red bell peppers. Can you imagine how much better this is for you as bread instead of gluten and all that junk that's in the bread? Wow. And this is why we're using it. And you just get into it. You just really get into it. That's what people love. We have a few people that complain like, it's not sanitary to have the dog in the kitchen. We're like, the dog is my dog. She lives with us. Like, we always make food with the dog around, and we're not making it for a crowd. If we had a crowd of people here, we'd put her away. Actually, if we did have people paying to come to a class, we would, you know.
Well, Jane will tell you, and Steph, she was a star of the show at one point.
Oh, yeah, when Jane was here, Jane and Steph were here together, and Jane is like
You want to talk organized. She was super organized. She kept Steph and I just like, here's this and here's that and here's that. We never had to think. It was really cool. So if you can find somebody like that, that's really amazing. All right, guys. See you in a few. You'll see me, but I won't see you. But feel free to put questions in the chat because Lynn has been here in the background, Jane and Steph and Deborah and Diane. I don't know if Deborah's going to watch, but they've been here and seen what goes on in the background. And they've seen that we're not as organized as we look, but we still pull it off. So you can do this. Bye.